like the new thing that they're doing for City of Culture 2017. If you're somewhere else in Yorkshire and Northern Lincolnshire, it's well worth going over to go and see, well, any of the bits that you can. There's some amazing, fascinating things happening. And we know that there's the Blade, which is the giant wind turbine that's in the square at the moment that just looks incredible. And yesterday they launched something else.
Yeah, it's the whole, you know, the tidal barrier?
Yeah, the big barrier that comes down, yeah.
Yeah. They have now got a light up on that. So you can go and basically talk into a thing.
Microphone?
Microphone.
We'll call it.
That's one of these that we talk into, that. And basically, whatever you say comes lit up on the side of the tidal barrier.
So it turns the words that you say and it lights it up in massive letters on the side of a thing that can be seen for quite some way around.
I think this is an incredible idea. Just think about how many proposals there are going to be.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It. Valentine's Day coming up. It's going to be splattered with please marry me.
Are they not worried about people saying things that they shouldn't?
Well, yes, actually, they've had to filter out certain swear words. So the software that they use has a recognising thing for some offensive words.
Right.
I just hope that they have got them all covered. I hope that whoever has written down these swear words is worldly wise enough to know single one and make sure none slips through the net.
There's a couple of other things that are in my head, questions that I have to ask. Number one, what's to stop us sending a load of people down to just stand in there all day and saying to it, listen to Alex and Emma in the morning on Viking FM?
Well,
so that's
all that we're going to do.
Right, okay, well, let's do that. And the second thing, it's voice recognition software, right?
Right.
Has it been programmed by people from Hull? Because you know I love the Hull accent,
oh, yeah.
But you know that a lot of text-to-speech stuff struggles to understand it.
Oh, yeah.
Can we just test the thing for a day of just having people say dry white wine and Coca-Cola into it, just to check that it's got the message? We're playing you Pink after the travel.